Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyatt, and this is a fabulous day of July 4th, where I think most of you guys are out partying. Honestly, though, I think you ought to take the phone, call in, and pass it around your group and say, hey, let's have a great discussion. What's everybody's name say? Let's talk about this. That would be the way I would want to celebrate my July 4th. Anyway, I know that the fireworks are starting pretty soon in some areas, but it's not quite dark in the eastern part of the country, so the fireworks can't be going too much yet. So right now is more picnic time and family time. So this is a fabulous July 4th, wishing you all the best on this glorious day. And we are taking callers. You can call in to the show at 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And Mary Frances from Alberta, Canada, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you.
So what would you like to know?
I need to know what will support me moving forward in life. I get stuck at times.
Okay. Well, you get stuck because you want to please others and you want to be accepted by others. Okay, so if you will stop thinking about what anybody else thinks and just say, that's nice, go away, and really get in touch with you and what you want, that'll help you go forward, because you have people pleasing all over your name. And so that means you're really easy to get along with and you're very, very likable. But it also means that you're doing what everybody else wants you to do sometimes instead of just doing what you want to do. It's kind of like saying, oh, Mary, would you like to go to the hockey game with me? And you're thinking, oh, I don't like hockey. And you go, yeah, I'll get to be with you. Sure. Okay. Mm. It's that type of thing. So if you really want to know how.
I feel a contrast between the Mary and the Francis in my first name, like as if I'm always up against two opposing pieces inside of me. Does that make sense in your world?
Yes, it certainly does, because Francis says I have to continually learn. I've got to make the world a better place. And Mary's, and so Francis is a working name. I've got to work hard. I've got to get it out there. I've got to make sure nobody takes advantage of me while I'm doing it, but I've really got to work. And Mary says, hey, I don't want to be manipulated, but we got to get along. We got to make sure we're fair. And so you've got this tug of war between the work part of you or the mental part of you and the social part of you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to say really what your name says, and that is don't listen to anybody else. Go really deep inside and say, if I could do anything in the world I want to do, if I could have anything in the world that I would want to have, if I can be anything in the world that I want to be, what would that be? And whatever mm-hmm. those answers are for you, by the way, that's all in your name, but I don't have your full name. So it's but what that answer is for you, that's the direction to go. And just stop listening to everybody outside of you. And then you'll get to go forward and you'll get a lot more joy. And then you can share that joy with others.
I love that. Thank you so much. I feel like I'm kind of on that track, yet still always bumping into this dichotomy, even though I might have some awareness sometimes about it.
May I make a suggestion?
Is this dichotomy? Yeah, that's it. Because is this dichotomy like my curse for life, or what is the
no,
link?
I would just drop the Francis part. Just go by Mary.
I feel Mary is common, and there's only usually one Mary Frances in the room. Is that my ego then, just loving it?
Then go by Mary B.
Okay.
B is a wonderful letter. It's a wonderful letter. And when you're saying B, it makes you more intuitive. So you'll get to fill the room faster. So go by Mary B. And just always include that first initial. And watch how that changes your world. It'll drop that Francis, which
but
also
that is my legal, So am I, do I like socially just be, drop my legal first name, or energetically just embrace Mary plus the B of my last name?
I would play with it first, especially since I'm not your whole full name, which then I could really tell you for sure. So without seeing that, I would play with it first, and I would just go by Mary B and see how that feels and see how that's received, and watch 21 days. Watch during that 21 days what the difference is.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
And
like fun.
that'll
Thanks,
do it
Brooke.
for you and give you a really good idea of what's going on. You know,
Okay.
and like I said, in a regular half hour reading, I could give you a lot more of that because I have your full name and your parents' names. But anyway, that's
Oh, okay. I'm
something to play
intrigued. So,
with.
yeah. That
Okay.
sounds fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah, play with that, see how it feels. And if it does not feel good after 21 days, then call me and let's get it straightened out. And then just type in your name for me ahead of time before you call into the show. How's that?
Absolutely awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a happy 4th.
Thank you so much, love. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Pauline, you are on from Queens, New York.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for taking my call. I'm actually all of a sudden thinking I want to have my name analyzed with my married name because it's been with me for all these years, and I'm looking forward to dropping it legally, but I just want to see what it has been, you know, dragging me down with, or maybe hopefully giving me some positive thing. I don't really know. But I gave him my last initial. Do you want the entire last name?
If you want me to answer that question accurately, the answer is yes.
Yes. Okay. B as in boy, L as in Larry, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, N again, E-R. And my first name is spelled Pauline. And I have an S as an initial in the middle. It's legal, I mean.
I like the S in the middle. Okay. So, Pauline, you have the same first name as one of my nieces. And she just pronounces it a little differently because she comes from bilingual parents. So she pronounces it a little differently. But it's a cool first name. I hope you're really enjoying that first name.
No, I always thought of Perils of Pauline. That's what everybody keeps telling me about. So I'm always like getting out of scrapes, but that's the only reason. I love my name. It's just that I've always been told that. So it's sort of like, it's sort of like a to me, it's like a curse with that name. But I do feel like I'm a survivor. So it's not really a curse because I know I survive no matter what.
So
I get out of scrapes.
When somebody teases you about the Perils of Pauline, you say, all they're trying to tell you is that it doesn't matter what happens in your life. You can handle it because you're the strong one. That's why they called the person that got all the perils Pauline, because she was the hero. She was the exemplifier. So she could exemplify what do you do when bad stuff happens.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'll have to look at it that way. Thank you.
You're so welcome. No, because it's a great name when you're looking at it letter-wise. Okay, so you're wanting to know whether to drop this last name. Let me tell you what it means first. Okay. And then Loretta and Robert, just hang on. We will get to you today. Absolutely. Okay. So, Pauline, your last name says that you are attracting people to you that are anal retentive to the details, that want physical touch, that want to be able to dump on you emotionally so that you can solve their problems for them, and who don't want to follow the rules and then want to compete with you.
Oh, that's very accurate. I've had that happen my whole life with this name.
Yeah, so if you don't want that to happen anymore, change the last name.
Okay, thank you so much.
Because the last name always says, what are we bringing to us? Okay, once I figured out nameology science, okay, I literally went down to the courts. I figured out what my last name ought to be to balance everything and what I wanted to bring to me. And then I went down to the courts and literally changed my last name. And all my friends started seeing the difference in my life. And even the ones that were skeptical of nameology science afterwards said, oh, my gosh, her whole life has changed when she balanced her name.
I told you my real last name, and you gave me a reading a while back, and I have to go back and listen to it because I did like what you had said. So I do know, I do want to have a private meeting with you anyways, because you mentioned it's the parents' name or whatever that also affects you. It's very interesting to hear. So,
right.
Definitely
in a half-hour reading,
one.
Just so that you know. And the first time you get me for the half hour reading, I look at why you had your parents and what they contributed and what you have in your life that you would not have had if you hadn't had them. So it's like to look at gratitude, you know, because everybody does the best they can, even if it's not what we want. Okay.
What if somebody, I wasn't adopted, but what if somebody was adopted and they don't know their parents' name? How do you work with that? They just use their adopted parents' names?
They use their adoptive parents' names because that's their influencers.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I just wanted to ask that question because I figured there must be other people out there who don't know their parents' name. I know mine.
Exactly. But then if you do know your parents' name and you're adopted, you say, these were my birth parents and these are my adoptive parents. And it just gives us all that much more information.
Yeah, but they spell it weird. You know, Chinese people have different spellings, so that would be a little bit hard.
It's not. I lived in China for a year in Shanghai.
I know. That's why I thought you would know this. That's why it was perfect. You're the perfect person to do that reading with me. Okay, thank you. I'll let you go so that other people can get on.
You're so welcome, Pauline.
Thank you so much.
By the way, the way my niece pronounces it is Paulina. It gives you something to play with. Okay, Loretta from New York, you're on. Loretta, welcome.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, thank you. I'm calling because I believe I have a very balanced name, but one time I spoke with you and you said I have a double N in my middle name and that could be problematic.
No, the double N's are not problematic. It says you've got a really good memory. That can give other people problems. It's not problematic to you.
Okay. May I give you my
Glad you're clarifying that.
Yeah, thank you. May I give you my name and perhaps you can give me some information?
Be glad to.
Thank you. So it's Loretta, L-O-R-E-T-T-A.
Uh-huh.
And it's Corinne, C-O-R-I-N-N-E. And last name is Barbetti. And that's B-A-R-B-E-T-T-I.
Okay. So, Loretta, you really came to get a handle on what's fair and making sure that the world is more fair when you leave it than when you came into it. Okay. That is an overall thing that's through, it's literally shows up in all three of your names. So that means it's absolutely key. It means that the people who brought you up or the people that are in your life sometimes don't, they can stand up for others, but they don't know how to stand up for themselves. But both of your names say, I am really good at standing up for others and standing up for myself. Okay. Your biggest challenge in your name when I'm looking at it is not to want to start controlling things when you're under stress, to still be able to listen to see if somebody else has even an idea that could help tweak your ideas to make them even better. Okay. So the big challenge is when you're under stress, can you still be listening to others? Okay. You have so many dynamic, grounded letters. You must give incredibly good suggestions to everybody around you. You know.
Well, I wish I could clear up the sibling rivalry I have with my two sisters. It's the relationship. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not giving up, but they are.
Just give me their first names, Loretta. Just give me their first names.
Nancy and Peggy.
And Peggy?
Peggy changed her name to P-E-G-G-E, not a Y.
Okay, got it. All right. So, okay, you're supposed to be the boss, but Nancy only wants to give power away to somebody else who gives her a lot of money. And then she's willing to give up some power. But if you're not going to give her a lot of money, then she's really not interested. And Peggy wants you not to be so logical. She wants you to feel things and come from the feeling position. And when you turn around and you use mind and logic on her, she just screams because she doesn't know how to do that back. Okay. Oh, and that's what the issue is. So if you want to reach Peggy, got to use emotions, got to reach her heart, got to use storytelling. And if you want to reach Nancy, I'm sorry to say it, but her name compared to your name says you got to treat her. You got to say, hey, Nancy, you want to go do this and I'll pay. And that's how you get peace with her. And so
it's not good to be speechless on the radio, but I'm speechless.
Why? Because there's so much information in names.
There is. But, you know, with Peggy, she actually really seems to abhor my intuitive abilities, my interest in the non-physical world.
Okay, let me tell you why. Okay. Mm. Because her name says she's supposed to be better at it. And when she changed her Y to an E at the end, that enhances her own abilities. So she's appalled that you're going to use your intuition instead of relying on hers, because she's supposed to be better at it and that's supposed to be her strength. And so it's like she's saying to you, you're competing with me, stop it. I have to have a field or something that I'm better at.
Yeah. Okay. And just keep rolling along. I mean, any tips on how to break through and let them know I'm on their side?
The easiest thing to do is literally start with Nancy by treating her to different things. Hey, Nancy, let's get together. Let's go to lunch. I'm treating. And, Nancy, let's go to the movies. I'm treating. The answer is always, I'm treating. She will start liking you a whole lot more if she's helping you spend your money than if she has to spend any of her own. Really, that's what's important to her. Then on Peggy, if you ask her, hey, you getting any feeling from this? You're getting a natural hit on this. What are you feeling about this? If you start asking advice, whether you take it or not, that'll help you get along with Peggy. Okay.
Thank you.
Start there.
Thank you, Cheryl. Take care. Thanks.
You're welcome, Loretta.
Bye.
You have a happy fourth. Robert from Ontario, you are on. What question would you like me to answer for you?
So my question would be, I was thinking about changing my last name, and I was wondering if you could tell me which version is good for me. I could change it to Robert Wong, WVONG, or should I change it to Rob, WVONG? Currently, my last name is spelled with WONG.
Okay. First of all, I like your last name just the way it is. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It says you have logic, that you have flexibility, that you can take old knowledge and put it into a new way and turn it into wisdom. You have a fabulous last name. I would not change the original spelling at all. Okay? You've got
okay.
a good one.
All right.
When I say you've got a good one, I think hold on to those. Okay. Then, as of Robert. Robert has its challenges because every name does. And it means you're hard on yourself because you want to be perfect. You want to do it right the first time. Okay. Your name says you've got to stay athletic and able to stay healthy, by the way. But it says also you're a seeker of truth and that you're honest and that you're balanced between your mental and your emotional and your physical. You've got it all in balance. Your last name brings in the spiritual. You have such an incredibly balanced name. Why would you want to mess with it? Okay. Now, the other thing is in your name is it's really cool is I always look at names and I think, okay, what are the seven lessons in the name? Do they have the gifts in the name that's going to help them learn those lessons? Your name says you're not only going to learn all seven, you're going to conquer them, and then you're going to show other people that have the same issues or have those same learning things that they came in or anything close to it, and you're going to be able to show them how to get out of it and what to learn and how to move forward. I would not change Robert to Rob. Okay? I would not change that.
Okay.
I would not change your last name. Do you have a middle name?
Well, see, Robert's the nickname that I use. I have a Chinese name that I don't use. So does that make a difference?
Yep. Give me the Chinese name.
Okay. So the middle name is Lung, L-U-N-G. That's how it was spelled on my birth certificate.
Okay. So to keep your balance in your name and to keep everything going well, I would get rid of that middle name.
Okay. Well, I don't use it. Right now, I just go by Robert Wong.
Right. But if it's still hanging in there, the vibration's still there, I would go down and legally just have that middle name dropped. And then you'll stop fighting within yourself. You'll find your inner peace so much faster because that middle name is in conflict with both your first and last name.
Okay, so if I was illegal to change it, I should just drop my two Chinese names because Chinese people have three. So I should just go legally Robert Wong.
Perfect. Yes. And then watch your life change. That is such a beautifully balanced name, Robert. You know, I don't know how
but it's also so
Robert
common
to go,
too, as
but
well.
It's great.
It's also so common too, the Wong, W-O-N-G. So I guess it just resonates with me. Is that
Wong
is
a
why
beautiful
I stick with it?
It's wonderful as a last name. It is absolutely wonderful. It's not like Smith that has a lot of problems. It's not like Wilson. It's not like Miller that has even more problems. I mean, you look at some of the really common names in America, and I think, oh my gosh, I'd just like to wipe that name off. But then, of course, people have that name because they got to learn those lessons. But Wong is a balanced name. It's a wise name. It's a logical name. It's flexible. It's got so much spirituality in it. It is a beautiful last name. So if the entire world had Wong, I'd say God bless him. It's okay.
Okay.
It's so much better all than right. having a last name with a lot of challenges. And then you're bringing in all these people that you got to deal with that are just hard. Okay. Like the last name of Smith, which is really common here. Okay. And it's common in other parts of the world. It's got confrontation in it. It's got smart people who want to take arguing to the extreme. Hello, who wants to bring in those kind of people? Your name brings in wise, logical, flexible, people willing to listen, people willing to love and nurture others. No, no, keep your last name. I don't care how common it is. Okay?
Okay.
All right, you have a happy fourth, Robert. Thanks for calling. Catherine from Utah, you are on the line. Thank you for your patience, Deborah and Jeffrey. You're next. Jeffrey, you may want to call back in. Catherine.
Hey.
What can I do for you?
Yes, what can I do for you? Well, my friend Diane said I should call in and talk to you and see what changes I should possibly make.
Oh, okay. Okay. So Diane called me today earlier and just gave me your full name. So this is an advantage. Okay. So Catherine, what I would say is you are really learning in this particular lifetime how not to let other people be in charge of you or in control of you. So it's like, how do you defend yourself, stand up for yourself without becoming defensive or without becoming confrontational? Okay. You've got a really good heart. So it's, what are you going to do with that so that other people don't try to be in charge of you? And so for an example, your family could try to entangle you into their mess, and it would be really easy because you've got so much generosity in your name to get into the middle of the mess and think it's part of your mess also. And the real challenge, because it says by your middle name, which reflects your last lifetime, it says there you are a control freak. Everything had to be your way, and you did it out of fear. If it wasn't going to be your way, it wasn't going to get done right. So in this lifetime, you're coming in to balance that, to know what it's like to be controlled by others. However, that doesn't mean you have to be controlled by others. Okay? So it's a balancing act. So this time, when other people try to control you or ensnare you into their arguments and their emotional disruptions, the question is, can you stand back and say, I'm happy to observe, I'm happy to make suggestions, this is not my problem, and I'm not taking charge. And you're not going to tell me what to do. And that's your biggest challenge in your name. And it's really centered around that in so many different ways when I'm looking at the letters.
Really? Because, yeah, I'm the seventh of nine children, just so you know. So when you talk about this, I'm like, a lot of my siblings are hot messes.
Well, your last name says that everybody, their rationale, the minute something emotional hits them, their rationale goes out the window. Their thinking stops and they just become emotional. And it's like the two
exactly.
don't work together. And that's from your last name. And so, and that means that they're always going to be a hot mess. So your name says, though, you came in to learn how not to be controlled by others and how not to get ensnared so that you're getting into the middle of the mess. But to stand back and say, hey, if y'all want to do that, good luck. Go for it. Enjoy. I'm going to stay over here. And can you stay separate?
So stand my ground. Well, let me ask this question. So I've basically separated myself from my family for the most part. And then I just recently found out I was named the executor over my parents and their estate. And I was like, they haven't spoken to me in years. And I was like, and I had separated myself, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And so I was like,
the reason that they would have done that is because, one, you have generosity in your name, so you're not greedy. You're not going to take more than your share because you're the executor, okay? And they knew that. And the other thing they knew is that you have ability to organize and to manage and to take care of things and to get things done. So when everybody else becomes an emotional mess, you're just going to do what's right. And that's why they put it in your name. Not because you were favored, or not because they're not talking to you, or not because of anything other than they want their will executed as it is, and they trust that you'll do that and you'll do it fairly.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. I've got a lot of crazy siblings. I just don't get involved with.
Right, but that's what your last name says. So you can be happy whenever that day comes when you get to ditch that last name and pull in other people around you.
Okay.
Okay? Because it's the last name that makes everybody in your family a mess. Okay?
So did I just change my last name? I mean, and what would be a last name that I would want to change it to?
And that takes quite a while to do, because we ask you, what are 10 things that you want in the people that you're bringing towards you? What are the 10 qualities that you want most in the people that are attracting to you? And I know that Diane Burley recommended you. She's taken all of my classes. She can do it just as well as I can. So that's the one to work with. And she can do it. She knows how. Okay?
Okay.
And the other thing is, all of my students, if they have any questions or whatnot, they always call and ask me to double check things before they get back to somebody. So you kind of get both of us for the price of her, which is less than the price of me. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Call in and just double check. Because I don't go by my full name. I go by Kate. C-A-T-E. That's my nickname, and I've gone by that for years.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. You're good.
Okay.
You're good.
All right, awesome.
And, yeah, and Diane is one of my top students, so you couldn't have found somebody better. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Deborah, it is your turn. Thank you for your patience. And
you
Julia.
Happy Freedom Day. Happy Freedom Day.
July 4th.
My curiosity is changing my name back to my birth name rather than my married name.
Okay, then I have to know what's both. What's the married name?
Okay, so legally it became Deborah with the formal O-R-A-H middle name Anne without an E, last name Clark, C-L-A-R-K. And my birth name is Deborah, and with an E, D'Onofrio, D-O-N-O, F as in fish, R-I-O.
Okay. So when you got rid of the E on Anne, okay, because of where Anne is sitting as your middle name, it is literally saying when you went under stress, you got more generous. It's like, let me give everybody what they want so we can just get out of this situation. Okay?
Yep.
So taking away the E gives you back your power, where you're saying, hey, let me think about this before I give away the kitchen sink. Okay? So
that's with or without the E? Sorry, it didn't register.
Without the E. Without the E, you're saying.
Without the E. Okay.
I'm not going to give away the kitchen sink. I'm going to think first. So that was a smart move. Okay?
Okay.
Now, with the last names. In Clark, you're bringing people to you who are fair, who can think on their feet, who are basically honest, who don't like to follow the rules, but they're a little bit controlling. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And so you might find that sometimes they're always the one in charge and you acquiesce because you do not have it in your name anywhere that you need to be the one in charge. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're coming from heart. And people that come from heart don't have to be in charge. They're very good when they're in charge, but they don't have to be there. So they let somebody else do it if somebody else wants it. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
But also it says you pull money to you. So you have your needs met. Okay? Now that one's important because when I'm looking at the birth last name says I'm logical, I'm deductive, I can follow patterns. I'm bringing very good thinkers to me and people that want to cause me to be known and remembered, and I'm going to remember them. So it enhances the relationships, but it also says in there, I don't bring money to me and I can actually be tricked out of some money.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything about the birth last name is fabulous, except for your finances. And you can be cool.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay.
It's been a long story.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
But with Clark, you don't have that. So my suggestion is look at combining the two names and see if you can't get like part of some and part of the other. So you grab the best parts out and then you eliminate the not best parts. And so that you get everything that you really want that's positive and get eliminate those other things.
Wow. That would be a long signature.
No, it wouldn't. You know, and we could literally do that in a half hour if you wanted to work with me, because that's already pulling from two names. It's not creating a name from scratch.
I'm following you. I'm certainly going to consider it sincerely.
Okay, or you can play with it yourself and then call me next month and ask me on air. How about this? Up to you.
All right.
Okay, you have a happy 4th. Yeah, Deborah, thanks for calling in. Julie Ann, it is your turn. And Jeffrey, you are right after her. Julie Ann, it is your turn. And then Liza's after Jeffrey. Julie Ann, what question do you have for us? Julie Ann from Ontario, is she still with us?
Julie Ann? Hi. Yeah, that's my daughter's name. Her name's Julie Ann Wong, WVONG.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me a bit about her characteristic and personality?
Yes, she would be absolutely brilliant. Okay? Absolutely brilliant, with a great sense of humor, a lot of self-confidence, will sacrifice to make the world a better place, definitely wants to make the world a better place. She's very generous of heart. Family's important. She's very independent. This child is incredibly bright. She is one that's going to lead down a pathway that she's going to establish for herself and cause it to create a new pathway that other people can follow. Her biggest challenge is that V in her last name, because it brings people that want to take advantage of her and that want to push themselves on her, both physically and mentally.
So I should change it to just back to W-O-N-G?
Correct. Correct. And then, therefore, it'll bring supportive people, nurturing people, logical people, people that are willing to compromise and to be flexible with her and not take advantage of her. But you have got a remarkable daughter on your hands.
Okay. She does have a middle name, but right now it's just the letter K.
Oh, I love that. Keep that K.
Okay.
That puts her into a leadership position where what she does for the good of the whole.
Okay. All right.
And she still has the most generous heart, and yet she's smart enough to be able to take care of herself. And she's got the self-confidence. You know, there's nothing she can't do once she puts her mind to it. Her biggest challenge is she's so smart she gets bored really fast because things can't hold her interest.
Okay. So I got to keep challenging her mentally?
Yes. Challenge her mentally and keep the laughter coming, because this is a girl, the more fun it is while she's learning, the faster and quicker she'll learn it.
Okay. And so by dropping the V, it's more plus than negatives, right?
Oh, you've just gotten rid of all the challenges in the last name. So it's definitely more pluses.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. Thanks a lot.
You are so welcome. Jeffrey, are you back on the line with us?
We're calling in for Jeffrey because he had to get on a flight.
Okay, bless his heart. What would he like to know?
He wants to know about his name, but also I want to know about his last name because we've been talking about getting married. So I want to make sure it's a better name for me.
Okay, I want to make sure I've got Jeffrey spelled correctly. Is it G-E-O or G-E?
G is in George, E is in Edward, O is in open, so like Toys R Us, Jeffrey.
Got it. Well, I just wanted to double check because I'm not always sure that I get it spelled correctly to me. Don does a wonderful job, but sometimes he misses a letter, and those letters are important. So, what's his last name?
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
What's your first name?
William. I'm sorry?
What's your first name?
Catherine.
With a K?
With a C.
Catherine. Okay. First of all, his name means that he's very, very, very creative. He needs to be something where he's using his creativity. Oh, Catherine, you were just on the line. He needs to use something with his creativity. He needs to, he could write children's books. He's got writing in his name. Okay. And so he could be writing children's books. He's got persuasion in his name. He would make a fabulous salesperson. He ought to be in sales. He can write.
That's what he does right now.
Oh, he's in sales.
He's just not fulfilled. He does sales right now, and I've been encouraging him to do more creative things.
Well, he needs
his world beams up. Like, he just lights up when he does something creative, like painting.
Well, he needs to combine his sales, because that is such a talent. That's where his money lies. Okay. And if he can combine his sales and then do the other as a hobby, because his money lies in sales and in writing good sales copy. He could use his creativity to write the best sales copy where everybody wants to buy whatever he's selling.
Okay.
Okay. That's his way for creativity. And was Martin his last name or your last name?
That's his last name.
Do not take it.
I'm sorry, what?
Do not take it.
No, I'm not married. We've been dating for a year.
Right, but do not take his last name. If you get married, do not take his last name.
Why is that? My last name is like a hot mess.
Come up with a new name. Even if you took his middle name as your last name and called yourself Catherine William, and he could get rid of his last name also, and so his first name would be Jeffrey and his last name William, and then your name could be Catherine William, then everything goes nice and smoothly. If you take on his last name for what it is now, it's like you're going to be deceived. You're going to start getting things that you never planned on, and you're going to have deception all around you.
Is there any way to mitigate that?
You'd have to change either your first or your middle. It's not easy, because it's what you're pulling into you. And the only way to mitigate, you're still going to pull in the same kind of people, you just mitigate how you're able to handle it differently. That part you can mitigate, but not who you're going to pull towards you. Okay? And
so does he have a lot of deceptive people in his life then?
Yes, and it means that when he's selling, he has people not being honest with him, what they're able to buy, what they're able to afford, what they want. And it makes it harder to be a salesperson when that's his real gift and talent, is coming up creatively, like how does what he's selling fill somebody's needs? And it would be so much easier for him if he just had William as a last name instead of a middle name.
So is that something that he can just do, or does he have to legally change it?
He has to legally change it. Because if not, that energy is still sitting there subconsciously, still affecting you, because it's still energetically there, even if you're not using it. So I would say make that suggestion to him, and then, again, work with Diane, because she can do that with you for a whole lot less than I will. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Catherine. Is it Liza from Florida? Is that how you pronounce it?
It is Liza, yes.
Great. What can I do for you, Liza? What would you like to know?
I would like to know about my health for the next year as I'm turning another age.
Okay, so I'm looking at this. Hold on. Your biggest thing is you've got to strengthen out your immune system and detoxify your body. Okay?
Okay.
If you can boost your immune system, because that's your weakest link in your body, so you always want to boost your weakest link. And then you have letters in your name that says metal toxins really just hang in there to you, so you want to do a metal detox. Now, Anthony William has a fabulous book on celery and what a 30-day celery cleanse, and it can get rid of all those metal detoxes. So I would suggest you read his book to learn why you want to do it and how to do it. And it's real simple. Okay. And that book, it's something, it's got celery on the cover. It's got celery in the title. And it's one of the five books written by Anthony William. And basically, what he says to do is to drink 16 ounces of celery juice first thing every morning that you have squeezed yourself, so it's real fresh. And then a half an hour after you take the last sip of celery juice, do water and take a glass of water. And a half an hour after you do your water, then eat breakfast. But breakfast has to be something that's gentle on the stomach to digest. So it's oatmeal or and it's fruit. Okay, or it's just fruit. And then he says during that 30 days, you are avoiding all GMOs. So that means wheat and corn and soy. And I think it's not wheat. If it's GMO wheat, you want to avoid that. But he says also that anything, you know, that has, what is it that's in wheat that everybody wants to avoid anymore? Anyway,
it's gluten.
Thank you. Anyway, it's the gluten. Mm-hmm. Avoid gluten. And then you're going to avoid canola oil. And he says avoid anything that's fermented and avoid dairy. And basically that's it, because the rest of the day you can eat normal if you just avoid those foods. 30 days and it would all get out of your body. But your challenge in your name is to enhance the immune system and to detoxify the metals out of your body. And the metals, according to your name, are going to go straight to your liver. You don't want to have liver problems, so you got to get rid of those toxins.
Yeah, I take milk thistle anyway already. What about the bones?
The bones you can strengthen. You can strengthen the bones. When you're doing that celery cleanse by Anthony Williams, watch what happens in difference in your body. You'll be amazed.
Okay. It sounds reasonable to have diet be a big issue.
Yeah. Well, and that's what it really says in your name. And I would start with that. And then call in again. It's a month long. So call in again in a month, and then we'll look at it again and say, okay, what's still hanging out? Now what do we have to do?
Okay. No, I'm very willing to try it. Thank you. My friend Robin Diamond sent me to you.
Oh, fabulous. Say hi for me.
I will. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Great. You have a wonderful 4th.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
4th of July. I'm 4th of July-za.
A wonderful holiday. It's fabulous when we get to celebrate on a holiday. You
it
know,
is my birthday, though. Oh, it's my birthday as well. That's why I said 4th of
birthday.
July. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
So that's why I wanted to know.
Enjoy your day. Greg, we have Greg on the line from Houston, Texas. What can I do for you, Greg?
How are you doing this evening?
I am doing incredibly well. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Just sitting here just south of heaven is where Houston, Texas is at.
You know, I've lived longer in San Antonio than any other place on this earth, even though I have moved 53 times. So I happen to love Texas. I lived in Tomball for a few months.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So definitely know Houston. Besides that, you guys have two great airports. It's so easy to get in and out of Houston.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What can I do for you, Greg? What would you like to know?
I was wondering, are you in the mood to read names?
Of course, always.
Well, I have met you, and we've talked on the phone, and I consider you a friend, but I always am interested in going a little bit deeper with my name, because it seems like every time we talk, it's always shortened by something, but we end up getting on another topic. So I just love your expertise and your insight, and would love to hear more about what you see in the letters.
Okay, so you're really good at being flexible and at changing and at getting people to change their mind or to see something from a different point of view. Okay, that is a real talent of yours. Okay. And I want to say it's a real talent, because especially in today's society where everybody's so polarized, to be able to help somebody change their mind or see it from a different point of view, even if they don't change their mind, but to have understanding of why people can think from a different direction, is a wonderful gift, and to be able to do it. You have also in your name that you're a fabulous listener, Greg, that everybody comes to you and dumps their problems on you because they know that you're going to give them good advice. okay? Because you've had a real variety of experiences, and you've been able to take your experiences and turn it into wisdom. So it's rare that you make the same mistake twice, because when you do, you beat yourself up. It's like, don't want to make that goof again, right? And not many people learn something the first time. It usually takes us 7 or more times to learn something. But after, if you mess it up just once, you get so hard on yourself that it's rare that you're going to mess up something twice. Okay? And it's like nobody at work or any other place ever had to say, Greg, we're catching you again with the same thing, because you're harder on yourself than anybody else would be. It also says that you have an aesthetic eye, that you can see what's beautiful in the world, and part of why you're here is to help make the world a more beautiful place. So if a picture's crooked on the wall, you're going to walk by and straighten it out, because it just looks better that way. Okay? You'd be one that noticed, is somebody dressed according to the appropriateness for the occasion, or are they not? And if that is an attractive dress on them, you know, an outfit, men or women, or if it's not. And you can also tell the quality of the clothes, okay, along with the shoes and ties and whatnot, okay? And you just notice. It's not that you're making a judgment. You're just very observant in that area, okay? It also says that your best way of learning is to be a kinesthetic learner. Once you do something, it's like it locks in your brain. But you can hear about it. And you can witness it and see it, but until you do it, it's not yours. So for an example, you could see a video on how to ride a bike. You could hear all about how you're going to get on, how you're going to put your weight on the pedals, yada, yada, yada. But until you get on that bike yourself, you're not going to know how to do it. Okay? Because you learn through activities and through doing. It also says that you've been taught or have very good writers around you so that you have the ability to learn how to be a superb writer. So my question to you is, have you utilized that skill?
Writing?
Uh-huh, writing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have written a book, and we know that. And got 2 books out, really, but one basically that just came out. And I love doing that. That's probably one of my favorite hobbies.
Well, and it's in your name, and it says that you would do that well. So I happen to know that, but I want you to know it's in your name.
That's great.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Now, when you see the name Gregory Allen Williams, it's A-L-L-E-N, then the entire thing, is there anything that changes, or not changes, but brings more into a picture of just Greg Williams when you see the middle name and the full first name?
It really says that you've been a writer many times, that is your natural gift, that you brought that in with you. And then it just got enhanced once you're here. So I want to tell you where I'm seeing that. So you'll know that just because I know you, and I know you've written some incredible books, that I'm not making it up. Okay. In the name, when you see 2 L's together, that is a writing ability. And you have it in Williams and you have it in Allen. So you've got it twice. So that really means you're extra talented, which is why your books are doing so well. Okay. And then it says that whatever you like to the extreme. That you're a constantly lifelong learner, that you have a fabulous memory, and that you can get along with anybody that you choose to get along with. You can get along with any group that you want to. The whole key is, do you want to? And it also says that you've got fairness issues. You want the world to be fair. You can stand up for others, and you can stand it up for yourself, and that you have no patience and no tolerance for anybody who's dishonest with you in any form whatsoever. It's like once they're dishonest once, it's like, I don't want to give them another chance. We already know who they are.
You nailed that on the head. That's my biggest pet peeve. Don't lie to me.
Yep. And that's what it says. Wow. One chance. You're dishonest one time, it's like you're done.
When we spoke the other day, you had mentioned the letters and then about the abuse that I have experienced in my life. Can you touch on that a little bit more?
I'd be glad to. The minute somebody has 3 or more L's in their name, it says they are either
the letter L.
Just the letter L, because L is self-confidence.
Okay.
When you get starting to get too many of one letter, it can mean something else. And with 3 L's in a name, it says that you can be either the perpetrator or the recipient of abuse. And so the 4 L's just acerbates that all that much more. And then the rest of the name tells me whether you're the recipient of abuse, which your name says you are a gentle soul, so you're the recipient of abuse. And the other names say that they are the perpetrators of abuse, and other names say they're both. They had abuse done to them, and they turn around and did it to others. And so what I'm looking for is when you look at the entire full name is for that, the minute you get that third L. And it also means that you can be misdiagnosed by an allopathic doctor. Robin, hold on. We're going to get to you before the end of the show. Just have patience with us. So it says, though, that you can be misdiagnosed by an allopathic doctor. So always, before you do anything invasive to the body, check with 2, 3, 4 doctors or go the naturopathic route, because that's a lot safer for you.
Wow. Okay. Well, Sharon, I just love you. I love your work, and you just keep on being a champion for that. And I'm looking forward to getting you to know you even more in the years to come.
Looking forward to, Greg. Have enjoyed every time we got to talk. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. You bet. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Robin from Florida. Hey, how are
you? Hi, Sharon. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, no complaints on this end, other than maybe it's too hot for my liking. But you're where you are, it's even hotter, so I'm not going to complain.
Okay.
So what's for
my
you?
Friend Liza just called you. We're together. And I wanted to call you also about what's going on with me and how I've made some changes, and I was wondering if you see that.
That takes me a while to see, because I have to actually do the whole name and spell it all out and then put numbers to it to give timing.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you see anything for me as far as should I get back out there socially?
The answer is absolutely yes, because 2020 is your year. And if you're not already
okay.
in the habit of getting out there socially so that you can network and these people can introduce you to those people and those people can introduce you to these people always here, then you're not going to have the right people and the right connections in 2020 to meet whom you're wanting to meet. Okay?
Okay.
So use 2019. This particular month, by the way, looking at your name, is just a difficult month. You got to be careful not to blow up at others or have other people blow up at you and not to snap back. And so just know you got to get through July, but starting in August, it's like things change and they shift. And so it'll start getting better from August out. So if you want to be a hermit in the month of July, A-OK, start getting out there in August.
Okay.
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 So I want to know, did you decide to retire this year or are you going back?
I am going back. I did not retire. I still need the health insurance.
Well, God bless you. Lucky kids. You're a fabulous teacher. Lucky kids.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and go ahead.
I was just going to say, any other question that you have for me?
No, I just saw that you were on the air. I wanted to hear your voice. I wanted to say hi to you. And thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure, Robin. Anytime. Enjoy
All right.
your.
We will talk. Have a happy 4th of July, what you have left of it.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Again, if you would like to have your name analyzed, we could squeeze another one in here. The number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. The caller before Robin was Greg Williams. He has written an incredible book that has sold over 300,000 copies, and it's not even been on the market very many months at all, if even 2 or 3 months. It is a fabulous book, and it's all about abuse and abusive kids and what happens to them and how so many kids don't say anything. There's many ways that it shows up in the name. I just happened to mention with the L's how it showed up in his name because he was abused. And as he started healing from abuse, he started realizing what needs to happen to heal from abuse. And I think that's why Greg Williams' book is just flying off the shelves, because it's very practical. It's very real. It touches everybody at deep emotional levels. And he has really turned his own life around to really focusing on helping other people identify who's being abused. How can you tell if your child is being abused? How can you tell if they're not saying anything? what are the signs of, you know, that let you know or suspect it? And so anybody that's interested, Greg Williams, that was the one that called in from Houston. He is an amazing author and just a good person to boot. So if you want your name analyzed, it is 888-627-6008. I know that I always skip our little commercial in the middle because we can do it at the tail end. If you would like your name analyzed, if you would like that, get on my website, knowthename.com, make an appointment with me. In the first half hour of the first time you talk with me, we go over why you had your mom, why you have your dad, what is good that's in your life that you would not have had you not had those people for parents. And I always do that starting with the parents because I want you to look with gratitude at your parents, even if they're hard to get along with, even if you didn't like what they did. Maybe you liked what you were taught, but you didn't like the methodologies. Whatever it is, or you could have absolutely loved all of it, but it shows up in the name. And so we look at how you benefited from having those two people as parents. And then we go into the seven reasons why you're here, what your name says that you're going to learn, and how to go about making sure that you're learning it and what gifts you've given yourself to do that with. And that's in the first half hour, the first time you talk with me. Then any other time or for a longer session, you can always find out a comparison between your name and other people's names or the answers to your questions, because everything lies in the name. Because once you know the name, you know all about the person. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, from On Know the Name, Know the Answers, signing off. Have a superb week. Bye now.